וידבר השם על משה ועל אהרן לאמור עליהם דברו בני ישראל לאמור זאת החיה אשר תאכלו מכל הבהמה אשר על הארץ. So we know that in the Torah, this Parsha Shmini is the Parsha of Acholas Asuras. So we know the Torah gives us the simonim of Mafreses Parsa, that the split hooves, and Malas Gera means it chews its cud. Whereas it's able to, as Rashi explains, Malas Gera Mala Umekia Ha'ochel Mimeeha Umachzeres Osolotoch Pia Karsto Lotochno Hadek. Whereas it sort of vomits up from its stomach and it chews, it could, human beings don't normally do that. But animals, is a kosher simmon. So it could take stuff from its stomach, which is partially digested, and bring it back up and chew it and come back down, etc. And that's the simmon of Tara. And Mefreses Parsa also is a simmon of Tara. So we have to understand the significance of it. Of course, it's a Gzeres HaKosev, but there must be some reason of why the Torah chose, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that these are simonim of Tara. In other words, what's the idea that the split hooves, why is that more of a simon of Tara than if the hooves would not be split? And why is chewing the cud, why is that a simon of Tara also? Then, as the Torah continues in Parsha Shmini, the Torah lists a bunch of animals that have one but not the other. On page 3. That's Hashafan ki male geirahu. What's a shafan? A rabbit, right? It's male geira, but uparsa lo yasir. But it's, so tomi hu lochem. That's our nevis. Also a type of rabbit. Kimalas Geirahu, Farsa Lord Priestess, Mehi Lachem. Vesa Chazir, Kimafris Parsahu, Ashos Sesa Parsa, Hu Geira Lo Yigar. So also, Tomehu Lachem. So it's interesting that the Ha'ara will see that the Kliyaka raises is that, and we'll see what the answer that he gives is. It's interesting when the Torah mentions these non-kosher animals, it always starts off with the kosher, in other words, the good simon first. Right? Which, and yet says that, but it doesn't have both of the simonim. It only has one of them and not both of them, and you need both of them. And what's the significance that it starts off with the fact that it is Malagera, but nonetheless it's not Mafis Parsa? And then we have to understand Chazir. Chazir is something unique because the Rabbeinu Bechaya on page 7 says something very interesting about Chazir, which at the first glance might seem to be clearer. So we have to understand what he means. Well, he quotes a famous thing. He quotes on page 7. Yesh nuschal shekosev osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachzir alonu. That there is not sure where what exactly the original source of this is, but there are some ideas in that Chazir is Lashon to return. That Hashem Baruch Hu ultimately will return it to us, and Chazir will be kosher. Chazir mi Lashon Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachzir lanu. So the big problem with that, obviously, is that we know that the Torah is not going to change. That's one of our animamim. So it seems like kfira to say, what do you mean, Chazir Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachzir lanu? So the Archaim HaKadosh from page 3. Chaim HaKadosh on page 3 explains what that means. So again, when you perish, Tnai Hu Adover calls Mancha Hu Lo Yer. If a lost level, Yala Geir Yachzul Lios Mutter. Lo Yer Yishai Belo Geir Yos, so Yosek Yitor Lo Tishuna. In other words, the Chaim HaKadosh was bothered by this idea. How can you say that that it's going to become kosher? No, so the Archaim HaKadosh means no. Lasid Lavo, it's going to change its physical character. And it's going to be Malagera. So since it's going to change its physical character, and it's going to be Malagera, then Mimela is kosher. So it's, the Halacha doesn't change, but the Metzias could change. So that's what it means also, Lasid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lachzir Lanu. That he's going to make it, that it'll have the physical characteristics that'll be Malagera. And therefore, Mimela, it'll be kosher. So, what we've seen here so far is this idea of the Simonim. So, number one, we have to understand what the Simonim represents. We have to understand what the idea of mentioning the Simon HaTohar before the Simon HaTameh. And what's this idea that the Chazir will become Mutter, even according to the Archaim HaKadosh, that it doesn't mean the Halacha is going to change. It means the Metzias is going to change. It's going to be Malagera, Mimela is going to be Mutter. So what's that all about? So, he showed that we have to glean from this idea, and it's said the best by the Akedas Yitzchak on page 9. Akedas Yitzchak is one of the most chashuv svarim on Chumash. The reason why it's not learned so often is because it's long. It's extremely long. They translated parts of it in English, but it's considered like one of the most chashuv svarim in on Chumash. Rav Yitzchak Armoa. He says like this: Va'aroi sheneida ki lo le'inyan b'riyas ha'guf v'chol yonesru eilu ha'macholos kimo shekos v'ksas. He says he doesn't like it. Some Rishonim wrote that kashrus has to do with health. So maybe there is some truth to it, but to say that's the whole thing, he says, Chalila, Shem kein nismato madrekas haTorah elukis mizeh yosem benregas chibur cotton misifrei harifuos saktarim. He says, because then you've degraded the Torah from its godliness and made it like just another medical book. And the Torah is much transient than just a medical book to tell you, oh, take this pill, take that pill, take this, do this. Omnam, next arrow. Mashenesu lahem hu le'inyan choloi hanefesh. He says that the idea of what the Torah prohibits is because the Torah understands that certain things will have a negative effect on your character, on your nefesh, on your neshama, on your essence.
כי הם מתואבים ושקות ומזיקים על הנפש המשכלס ומולידים בו אטימיס ורוע המזק וקלקל הטבוס. It's going to bring bad qualities to the person. Alpi ha'orazu, next column, page 9, top. Yesh lo makilasi sheshleimus ha'adam yimtza lo b'chut ha'mishulosh.
He says, the shleimus ha'adam, you need three things. Beficha, bevavcha, v'asosa.
Hashem levado yira l'leva, v'adam yira l'einayim, mashu b'peh, v'maita. V'inei yimtza b'balichayim mehem sheskeim ra'im b'maita yideyim.
See, certain balechayim, their maisim are no good.
Asher leheimen tziparnayim chazokos lachakos v'litros.
He says they have hard nails because that's their character. They claw.
Gam shneim hem lem kecharvos macholos v'shaber l'hadek.
And the teeth are very sharp to bite into something.
So those animals
that have the hooves that are not split are because they have that midah as the Ramban as well.
Just look on the next page, on page 8. It's open to you right now. That the ophos that are osur, he talks about ophos, and here he's talking about the behemoths, but the same idea, that those animals have that midah of achzorius.
So those that have the split hooves, so the nail is not so strong. It's split, it's not so cloying. It's much more docile, it's much more easygoing. He says, what's the idea of malagera? He says, some animals always feel they need more. They need more. They have to get more. The ones that are malagera say, you know, I have some food in my stomach. I could still, you know, chew on it. I don't always need more. I could be mistopic mamuat. I don't always say I need more money. I need more things. I can be mistopic b'muat. And that's ultimately what the malagera is. The malagera is that mida of, you know, ezo oshir ha-mesameach b'chelko. Ha-mesameach b'chelko. That's a mida that you have to have. Whereas an attitude. Some people, you never be mesameach b'chelko, they always need more. They need more money, more things. And some people say, you know, I have this, I'm happy with what I have, you know. Of course, a person is going to want other things around silly, but he's not on a constant basis looking for more. So as the Baal Akedah explains, that these ideas of the simonim are what? Are ideas of midos, pnimius. What the person is in inside, in his actions. And therefore, the Torah believes that if a person, you are what you eat. Meaning, maybe you live 150 years eating the non-kosher birds. I'm not saying that it's necessarily, some Rishonim do say that it might have, might be medical reasons. But he says, the Akedah, that can't be the whole thing. The Torah wants to inculcate character in the person. And I'll just show you in the Sefer Mayan HaShavua, he says it very nicely from this corner. I put this corner in the packet, but it's summarized very nicely on page 10. So we'll just take a look on page 10. He also quotes the Akedah as well. He says, Shaul Rabbeinu Avadia Sforno,
By doing this with the Parshas Macholos Asuras, the Parshas Chanukas HaMishkan. He says, right, we had the Parsha of the Mishkan. We had in Parsha Sas, all about the inaugurating the Mishkan, etc., Vayikra, the Korbanot Sav. So why is Macholos and Shmini was the inauguration of the Mishkan in the beginning of Parsha Shmini? So now, why all of a sudden do we go to Macholos Asuras? So he says beautifully, Sha'amran ha-Mishkan hu-makam ha-shras ha-shchina. He says Mishkan is a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells. And that's what Shmini, Yom HaShmini, was the day of HaShras HaShchina. Aval ha-matara ha-sofis, he ha-shchina tishra b'libo shokol Yehudi. So he says the ultimate goal is not that there's a Beis HaMikdash where there's Shchina. There's a Shchina in every single individual, as the famous word, Vasuli Mikdash, the Shachanti B'Socham, is the Shechina has to rest. You have to make yourself a place where the Shechina will be comfortable being there. So he says, how do you do that? How do you make yourself a place where the Shechina is roy to be? By Kedusha Sachila, by Kedusha Tamachal. So just like we started off the Parsha, Yom HaShmini, is the Chanukah HaMishkan, and we have to build something that's roy for Hashras HaShchina, but now we go to the more loftier goal. The more loftier goal is that we should create ourselves to be individuals that are worthy of godly presence. And the condition is midos. And you know, the minhag, we start the Shabbos, the minhag Yisrael, of learning Pirkei Avos, a parak a week. The original minhag, Rabotai, was up to Shavuos. The minhag now is throughout the whole summer. You know, that was a later minhag. The original minhag was the six prakim in Pirkei Avos. So you read it, the 7 weeks of Sfira, so you have the 6 weeks, and then Shavuos, and the idea being Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah. Because if you want to have the HaKabbalah HaTorah on Shavuos, so you have to take care of these midos. And that's what it's all about. Hashras HaShchina. And that's what the Parsha of Macholos Asuras is. And the Kli Yakar says on page 15 that those animals that don't have that simen, Hayal Olomar Ki Parsei Nenu Mafish is the Ikatam Shel Tuma. Why does it in the Tme animals? Why does it start with the simen Tara? Why doesn't it start with the Simen Tumah? So he says, the famous idea, because something that's Tameh and has a Simen Tara, that Simen Tara contributes even more to the Tumah. Because if a person is not a good person inside, and outside he looks like a gangster, so that's great. You won't make any mistakes. He looks like a gangster, and he is a gangster, so it's good. But if the guy looks outside like he's a pious person, and really inside he's not, so then that external thing is that looks good is part of the tumah. So that's what he says. The simen tara by the ofus, by the behemoth tameim, that gufa is part of the tumah also. And that, Rabotai, is a big yesod that a person has to always keep in check of what his mahus is. In other words, a lot of times we forget. In other words, we maybe sometimes our certain midos inside of us have to be kept in check, and
And Macholas Asurus is one way. Baruch Hashem, we keep Macholas Asurus, but we still have to make sure that the Midos are in check. But Macholas Asurus is a way of saying that your food is going to make your essence. And make sure that you don't put inside your body something that's going to make you a cruel person, or something that's going to make you a person that always is never satisfied to have enough in your life, because then you'll never be happy, and then it won't be good for you. So make sure what your penemius is and deal with that. And we know the famous pasuk in Shmini, page 17, Al Tishaksu es nafshoseichem b'chal asheres hashoreg lo samu bahem v'didmeisem bom. Don't eat the shrotzim, because v'didmeisem bom, you'll become tamei. Now there's a famous Gemara in Yuma on page 18. It says, Tana devei reishmoel aveirim mitabtemes libo shal odim. This is a concept called Timtum Halev. That when somebody has Macholas Asuras, we assume that on a spiritual level, his heart is getting clogged. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean physically, but spiritually, these Macholas Asuras are Mitamtem Libo Shel Adam. And now we explain, we understand why. As the Balakeda says, as the Ramban says, the idea of the Macholas Asuras is that we don't want to inculcate in our bodies Midas Achzorios. We want to inculcate the Midah of Rachmanis. We want to indicate the Midah of Ezeu Osher HaMesameach Mechelko. And the Yerushalmi in Chagiga says an unbelievable thing. You know, one of the big mysteries in the Talmud is the story of Acher, Elisha ben Avuya. The big Tana who goes off the derech. Elisha ben Avuya. So there are different stories of How do we attribute this? Different opinions. So one opinion in the Yerushalmi is Yerushalmim imok shaisa muberes bo haisa veres al bate akum the hiricha the osa hanin the osa reich mafapeh begufa irsa shal hakina. When his mother was pregnant, she once went by a church. She once went by a base of Avodah Zarah, and she smelled the fragrance of their offerings, and it got in her, and that midah of kfira somehow infiltrated her body, and ultimately, even though her son became the big Talmid Chacham and the Tana, resurfaced. So what you take inside, but inside your body, you have to be very careful, because your mahus, you have to see what is your essence, what is your mahus. And the famous Rambam on Shulchan Aruch on page 20, says the Rambam, Chol of Mitzris, the milk of an Egyptian woman, is Kechol of Yisraelis, is really, it's fine. It's just like a Jewish woman. However, mikol mokom liyaniku tinok min amitzvus im efshar b'yisraelis the cholav avod kachavim mitamtem halev umoli lo tevara. He says that even though technically speaking, and this is something that technically is kosher, and the Ramah saying, you know, it's kosher, the milk of the Egyptian woman, but still, if you can get milk from a Jewish woman, from a wet nurse, the mother or a wet nurse of a Jewish woman, do so, because when you're going to get the milk from the Egyptian woman and it's going to go into your kid, it's going to be metamtem es halev, and it's going to bring bad midos to him. And there's a famous Vilna Gaon and a famous Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky on this, right? The Vilna Gaon says, where do we get this from? Look in the Bir Agra. Medrash Rabbah Parsha Shmos V'Kros L'cha Isha Meinekes. Sech Oso Ha'il Moshe Linok Mecholav Avodas Kachovim Lokei Tanin Avodas Kachovim Meinika Pesha Osi L'daber Mashchina. He said, the Medrash says, why when Moshe nursed from the Egyptians? What's wrong with it? It's kosher. So what Ramos says, it's still Matamtem Esalei. The Medrash says, and the Gro is quoting this Medrash as a support for the Ramah. He says, because Moshe Rabbeinu is a peh she'osi ledaber mashchina. His mouth is going to speak directly to God. His mouth is going to speak directly to God. So that mouth should not have chol of mitzvah in that mouth, because he's a peh she'osi ledaber mashchina. And the famous word of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, there's some very famous words of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. We mentioned one before Pesach about Golas, Torah HaGolas. So this is, I'd say, from the top 10, this one also, page 21. He asked the obvious question. Look in where I put the arrow, the third column, but go further down. The first word on the line is Osit. In the third column, if I put the arrow, go further down, first word to learn is Osid. Mechor tamua. Eich efshar lumo mikan halacha l'maisa. Hakan mefuah shatam shalo yonak bishim sh'osid l'dabi mashinam. He says, how can you learn out, how can the Ramah, the Gro wants to bring the support from the Ramah, from the story of Moshe Rabbeinu? Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu is different. He was Osid l'dabi mashinam. In came an olam shekena din etol kol echad ve'echad. V'chi kol echad osid l'dabi mashchina. Not everyone's going to be Moshe Rabbeinu to speak with the Shechina. So mehechi teisi that another kid who can't have kol of mitzvah. V'vur mizeh limud gadol b'inyan achinuch. This is a big mussar about chinuch. Shatorach av litei lebona. Chayinu shol kol yelit cotton yeisikoi l'dabi mashchina. So as when you mechanech your kid, you don't know whether he has this, whether he's a genius or not a genius, but you have to give him the same kedusha and the same tara as if to prepare him as if he's going to be b'dabri mashchina. So you treat your kid like Moshe Rabbeinu. That doesn't mean you have to make sure that he learns a million hours in a day when he's 2 years old. It means that you give him that same kedusha and that same tara to be as a potential Moshe Rabbeinu. So you don't treat your kid as a second rate. You treat your kid as if he's a Moshe Rabbeinu, and you don't give him the chol of mitzvah, because you treat your kid as a peh she'osid l'dabri mashchina. And and that Rabbosai is the pasuk in Tehillim. And Rav Menashe Klein has a discussion here. The Medrash Tanchuma, page 24. Zos achaya asher tochebel. Zesha omar kosov. Now look, he quotes the pasuk of Tehillim on page 23. L'asos zodcha elokai chafatzi. I want to do your ratzon Hashem. B'soroscha b'soch meyai. Sarasa b'soch meyai. I thought Torah's in your head. Torah's in your stomach. I thought Torah in the stomach. So the answer is yes. As Rav Menashe Klein here quotes on page 25, that as he's poladom shikanis lo Torah b'koch gufo. In other words, as he basically has the idea, we'll just modify it a little bit, and that is that what you eat, as he quotes from the Chassid Sofer, is it what you eat is going to have an effect on you, and is going to affect whether the Torah is going to stay with you or not.
sarascha, so it's what you, and it's not only what you eat, it's your midos, it's your mahus, is going to affect the Torah. Sarascha, you would think Torah is in your head, Torah is in your heart, Torah in your stomach, in your intestines. Sarascha masaf mei, that's where the Torah is? Yes. Because the Torah only stays when the mahus of the person, the essence of the person, is a person who's not about taiva, is about midos, and that's something that you have to work on. And then in the Otsro Satorah of Tzuriel quotes, and it's quoted in various different svarim, he says at page 27, Master Nifl Ira Bizman HaRambam. He says, there's a story that happened in the time of the Rambam that Rav Chaim Brisker used to be fond of recounting. He says, Kori, next page, next column. Kori Yikar, Hot Oznuchal Asher, Sapeh Lucha Mash Samati, Pi Astadik Admar Gon, Rav Chaim Salvechik, Mikil Kedosha Brisk. Bizman Bikil Uro, Shal HaRambam Beteiman. When the Rambam visited Teiman, he had all called the Tzvad Elav Gon Echad, Migaone Hazman. Chashashav HaRambam Lebeso, Yagono Zekosav Elav Sh'elos Tshuvim. It was while the Rambam was in Teiman, so another Talmud Chacham who lived in Teiman figured, in Rambam see, I might as well take advantage. And I'll ask him a whole bunch of Shilas. Pamachas Yigi Elav Michtav Megon Ahu, Begilion Kusha Gdola Bifilosofia. So one time, he asked him a question in philosophy. So he asked Bikorah HaRambam as a Kusha, Ve'od Nespal Elav, Ve'toch Sho'ochez as Rosh HaBiyod of Omer, Kusha Kazos Eich Yala Aldat, Aldas Yehudi Barosho. Kushus Ka'ela Eina Olos Aldas Ivri, Hakein Nafsho He Nefesh Tamea. He said, this kasha can't come from somebody, a Jew. Something's wrong here. He said, kasha about Chiyas HaMesim or some other kasha, basic emuna. He says, and this person kept asking the Rambam more questions, and the Rambam didn't want to answer them. It sounds like a Hasidish Maisa, but the Rambam says you should check to make sure that the shechita in your, about the shechita in your community. And sure enough, again, Gilag is that Shalosh Esrei Shana Achilu Lo Lachol Ha'ir Nevelus and Treifus.
That there was for 13 years the shechita in the community was not proper, and he says that again, whether these stories happened or didn't happen, but a lot of these stories are quoted, and you can see in the Safnas Panech from the Baal Yaakov Yosef, he tells the story over in, I have it from different sources in the Degel Mach Ephraim. But the point being, whether the story happened or not, it's a story that's told over, that the Rambam couldn't believe these questions that he was asking, and says there must have been something that infused in your essence that caused your emunah to go off. Okay, but Rabotai, I think the idea being twofold. In other words, I'm not here to tell you to keep kosher, because I don't think that's my purpose here. You all keep kosher, and of course we should always be makpid, etc., etc., but that's not the main point of my musa shmuz. But the question, my point is to realize, of course, it's where kedusha tachim is very important, and you know, and we should be makpid enough, there's no question. But it's the idea of derech eretz kodma l'torah. It's the idea that keeping kosher, the Rishonim say, and of course no one could say, well, I'm a nice person, therefore I can eat drink. That doesn't work that way. Because we have an emunah shleima that look, you can't have a nice person who eats treif, and somehow it didn't affect. We're not saying that every person who eats treif therefore is going to be a cruel person. No, there are many people who eat treif that are not cruel people, and are not whatever. But we believe that we do these mitzvahs, whatever the reason is. But just to give us an idea of hashkafa, of that a person, before Kabbalah Torah, a person has to realize that he has to revisit his essence. What type of person is he? Can he be a bigger Baal Chesed? Is he being too cruel, too selfish with himself or with other people? Is he being a person who always wants more? Is he a Mesamech Bechelko? What area can he work on? Of course, you should be makbid on the Macholas Asuras. And a lot of times also, you have to work on other things. And Torah Sobesoch Mei'ai is not only because what you eat is going to affect your Torah, it's what type of person you are is going to affect your Torah. And if you're the good person, so then the Torah will come in and then the Torah will enhance you even more. But if the person is not a good person, so then the Torah won't have that positive effect. So we're now in the time of the 6 weeks, the 7 weeks before Shavuot, of the weeks of Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah, the weeks of Pirkei Avos. And even though our minhag now is to do Pirkei Avos throughout the summer till Rosh Hashanah, but the Ikir Zman is these 6 weeks. And even if you don't have so much time, even if you look at one Mishnah a week, one Mishnah a week, and think about it, it could be, can have an impact. So Rosh Chabasach Mei'ai, literally, what you are is what you eat is what you are, but what type of person you are. And that has to be constantly, constant avoda to work and work and work. And that's Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. And that's what Chazal tell us, that as the Sforno says, it's not enough that there's Kedusha in the Shul, and there's Kedusha in Yitzchilin, and in the Mezuzah, and the Mishkan and the Mikdash. But right after the Parsha of the Mishkan, the Torah says, true, there's a Mishkan, but the true Mishkan that I want is each and every individual. That's the real Mishkan. And that's what you have to keep. And one way of keeping it is Zosachaya Shatochemu, both in the literal sense of what you eat and in the Hashkafic sense of what the Macholos Asuras represent. So we'll dive in a minute.